Good evening. This is Shobhashachi Bhattacharya with Regional News. The Union Cabinet today approved the restructuring of Prime Minister Street Vendors Atmanirbhar Nidhi PM Swanidhi scheme. The Cabinet also gave approval for the extension of the lending period beyond 31st December 2024. The lending period has now been extended until 31st March 2030. The total outlay for the scheme is 7,332 crore rupees. The key features of the restructured scheme include enhanced loan amounts across the first and second tranches, provision of UPI-linked RuPay credit card for beneficiaries who have repaid the second loan, and digital cashback incentives for retail and wholesale transactions. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today said that armed forces must be prepared for all kinds of security challenges, including short-duration conflicts to even a five-year war, in view of an unpredictable geopolitical environment. In an address at the Ran Sambad at the Army War College, Mau, Madhya Pradesh, he said the challenges before India are big, but our resolve and courage are even bigger. He said that the world respects us not only for our strength but also for our dedication to truth, peace and justice. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that Operation Sindoor and Operation Mahadev have sent a clear message to the masterminds of terror about the consequences of playing with the lives of Indian citizens. Mr. Shah today met and honored the brave personnel of the Indian Army, Jammu and Kashmir Police and CRPF who successfully executed Operation Mahadev and neutralized the terrorists involved in the Pahalgam attack. Speaking on the occasion, he said, Operation Sindoor brought satisfaction to the people, but Operation Mahadev transformed that satisfaction into confidence. The Geological Survey of India, Arunachal Pradesh Unit, and the Department of Geology and Mining, Government of Arunachal Pradesh, jointly organized a workshop on mineral potential in Arunachal Pradesh, a way forward at Ganga Village, Itanagar today. The workshop included several technical sessions encompassing various topics such as the Indian Bureau of Mines and its role in fostering scientific and sustainable mining in Arunachal Pradesh. In a landmark step towards safer skies, a heliport automatic weather observation system has been successfully tested and commissioned at Roing Helipad yesterday. The observation system is an outcome of a MOU signed between India Meteorological Department and Center for Earth Sciences and Himalayan States. The initiative aims to enhance the safety of helicopter operations across the state by giving real-time weather data, voice updates for pilots and enhanced safety. East Siang Deputy Commissioner Sonalika Jiwani has urged NGOs and civil society to play a pivotal role in the fight against drug menace. The DC said this while addressing the 12th Encore meeting of East Siang District at District Conference Hall, Pasighat today. During the meeting, the DC reiterated strict implementation and monitoring of SOPs in drug de-addiction and rehabilitation centers in the district. One of the key focus areas in the Encore meeting was skill development in various trades for the recovered youth. The meeting was attended by SP Pankaj Lamba and others. Deputy Commissioner in Charge Tawang Tenjin Jambe today convened the fourth cycle of the district-level Aadhaar Monitoring Committee meeting at the District Office Conference Hall, Tawang. In his address, Jambe underscored the ongoing Aadhaar enrollment challenges and the grievance redressal mechanisms available to applicants across the district and subdivisions. He emphasized the need for improved accessibility to Aadhaar services for citizens, particularly in remote areas. The Meteorological Center, Itanagar, has issued a yellow alert for East Kameng, Lower Subansiri, West Siang, Changlang, Tirap and Longding districts of Arunachal Pradesh. MCI has predicted that thunderstorm with lightning is likely to occur at isolated places. Rajiv Gandhi University today joined the rest of the nation in celebrating National Sports Day 2025, commemorating the birth anniversary of hockey legend Major Dhyan Chand. Under the national theme, Ek Ghanta Khel Ke Maidan Mein, the inaugural session witnessed enthusiastic participation from students, teaching and non-teaching staff, research scholars and members of the university community. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.